Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Number to call up, as always, is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. 888-623-3646. Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today. Got an executive, Mr. Spivak from the Las Vegas Raiders, coming on the show a little bit later on. Got some other stuff to get into. People still, Spivak, I'm sorry. Got some people still wanting to talk to me about golf and NASCAR and whether or not that requires athleticism. I can't believe that this notion will not go away, but I'm not changing my mind. Keep wasting your time trying to change my mind. It ain't going to work. That's number two. I'm going to get into a little live golf in just a few minutes as well, because I got some stuff that I want to say about news percolating out of the world of golf. Definitely want to touch on that. But y'all know me and y'all know what's on my mind. All right, and I won't forget about Draymond Green either and how he's made news. Steve Kerr making news. Draymond Green making news. I won't forget to touch on those subjects as well. Make no mistake about it. And I was at the Lakers game last night too. So I'll get into that in just a minute. But I will say this to you right now. You know where I'm going, right? Sean, kick my music, please. You know where I'm going. You know what's on my mind. You have to understand this. It's all about the Knicks, baby. It's all about orange and blue skies, baby. That's what we're talking about right now. That's what we're talking about right now. Now, I told y'all before, you understand, this is what was going down, right? You understand what I'm saying? You, the Atlanta Hawks, get ready to go to Magic City. Get ready to go to Mexico, whatever. Go, New York, go! Say, go, New York, go, New York, go! This is what it's all about. You get closed out tonight. I got a few people that work under my umbrella, Straight Shooter Media. You know, they reside in Atlanta. My condolences to y'all in advance. It's over. It's over right there. We gonna end this tonight. Don't stop playing games, okay? Y'all had y'all 1 point back-to-back victories in games 2 and 3. I'll admit it, you made me a little bit nervous. But I ain't worried about it now. The New York Knicks have found their stride. They have gotten the ball in the hands of Karl Anthony Towns, who has been abusive towards the Atlanta Hawks. Jalen Brunson flat out destroyed them in game five, and now you go back to the ATL for game six. It's a very nice story. Not a nice young talent, all that other stuff. To my crew in the ATL, my condolences to all of y'all. It ends tonight. All right, it ain't happening, okay? New York Knicks close out the Atlanta Hawks. You treat them like they supposed to be treated, okay? You respect them. You got a nice little story. Y'all made the playoffs. You made things interesting in the first round. But now it ends. You shellacked them in game four in a must win. And then you turned around and you did it again in a game five. Don't play with these boys. Don't play with these boys. Don't give them any life. Don't give them any reason to be confident and believe that they can get it done. You close the deal on the Atlanta Hawks tonight. You put the ball in the hands of Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns. You let them do their thing. Add OG Anunoby to the mix. They all averaging over 20 a game. Okay? All averaging over 20 a game in this series. Karl Anthony Towns and OG both shooting better than 50% from the field. And you give it to them and you let them close the deal. Stop playing with these young boys. Jalen Johnson, Dyson Daniels and the crew, they got promise. CJ McCollum is a leader. Class personified, still a damn good player. It was nice. You close them out now. You stop playing these games. New York Knicks are going to do what they need to do. They're going to close them out, and then we take on the Boston Celtics. And I am here to tell you right now. I'm here to tell you right now. New York Knicks, based on what I've seen, I know it's against Atlanta, which is not the greatest team in the world, even though they're a good young team. Like Doggy said, the bottom line is the way the New York Knicks have adjusted. The way they put the ball in Karl Anthony Towns' hands and has had Jalen Brunson playing off the ball and being more effective and more efficient offensively, showing some ingenuity offensively, by the way. I think that's different from Tom Thibodeau, finally. I think that bodes well for the New York Knicks. I think that shows that they're not one-dimensional. And as a result, the New York Knicks against the Boston Celtics, bring them on. Bring them on. Now, if you're Boston, you got your own problems. Because Joel Embiid showed up the other night. Put 33 on y'all. Tyrese Maxey is a model of consistency. He ain't going anywhere. You understand? And you look at the Philadelphia 76ers right now, and I got news for you. They can push this to 7 games. They can beat Boston, even though Boston's actually better on the road than they are at home in close in key pivotal games. The bottom line is the Sixers might win this game. Sixers win this game, they ain't winning game 7 back at the Boston Garden, TD Bank Garden. That's not happening. But they can win game 6, okay? Especially with Joel Embiid. And if you do that, things get interesting. That puts more wear and tear on the Boston Celtics, which puts the Knicks in a better position to win when they meet in the next round. And we can go from there. That is the plan of action that will assist in the New York Knicks advancing back to the NBA Finals for the first time. For the first time in the 21st century. This is what we're talking about here right now. This is what the New York Knicks need to do. This is what they need to do. That's where I'm coming from with it. That's how I feel about it. And that's where I stand on it. Very, very plain and simple. Handle your business tonight. Take them out. And get ready for the Boston Celtics, because Philadelphia ain't winning 3 in a row and closing out the Boston Celtics. That ain't going to happen. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Before I get to another subject, staying with the sport of basketball, I was at the Lakers game last night. And although I saw LeBron James drop 25 points with 7 assists, he looked flat. Jumper wasn't necessarily falling. And Houston, with 5 starters averaging 24 years of age or less, they beat the Los Angeles Lakers after being down 0-3. The Houston Rockets, without the services of Kevin Durant, KD Trey, without those services, the Houston Rockets have now won 2 straight, and they're going back to Houston, and they got a chance to push this series to a 7th game. So with that question, I simply say this to y'all. I think Houston might win that game. I think Houston's going to win that game. And I think the Houston Rockets are going to force a game 7. If the Houston Rockets force a game 7, back at Crypto.com Arena in L.A. this Sunday, I have a very, very, very simple question to ask. When we talk about the legacy of LeBron James, do you realize that he will be on the verge of being the first team that has surrendered an 3-0 lead and losing a 7-game series in the NBA playoffs? You got some people that have wondered, based on LeBron's inconsistency in their eyes, not mine, because I don't think he's been inconsistent. But you have some people looking at him and asking the question, is this it for him? Is he going to retire? There's no way in hell that LeBron is going to retire if they give up a 3-0 lead and they lose this series. There's no way. I don't give a damn if he had to show up in a wheelchair next season. He'll do it because he doesn't want that to be his epitaph. He doesn't want that to be his swan song. That experience to be his very last. Ain't gonna happen. Not quite the same as Travis Kelce, but like the Kansas City Chiefs got shellacked by the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl, and he didn't want to retire on that note. He also didn't want to retire on the backdrop of a 6-11 season that had Kansas City missing the playoffs either. He didn't want to do that. If he goes out, this champion wants to go out on top, at least in some capacity, at least fighting for a championship, as opposed to bowing out so ungracefully. And that is very, very similar in that regard to LeBron James. He ain't trying to go out like that. He ain't trying to do that to himself. He ain't trying to do that to his legacy. So guess what? The Lakers could go into Houston and win a game 6 and close it out, particularly against this young team. Here's what I think is going to unfold. My belief is that the Lakers going to come out and they're going to strike early, trying to take Houston out. If Houston gets out to an early lead, they will coast to victory in game six because the Lakers will pull in the reins and get themselves set for game seven at Crypto.com Arena. That is what I believe will happen. They will not go all out trying to win game six. They'll take it if it's there for them. But what they're not going to do is turn around and try to go all out, exhausting themselves, trying to win game six. I don't think the Lakers are going to do that. I think the Lakers are going to pull in the reins, sit LeBron James eventually, and say, let's get set for Sunday's game seven. That is what I believe will happen. Okay? And then I think the Lakers, I don't think Houston without Kevin Durant is beating the Lakers in a game seven. I think they're too young, and there's no way on earth they go to L.A. for a game seven and they pull that out over LeBron James in a game seven. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it, not for one second. I think they'll win game six. I think there's going to be a game seven. My question to the audience out there, all of you goat whisperers and the like, I don't think it will happen. But what if LeBron James and his Lakers surrender this 3-0 lead and lose this series? What will we make of his legacy then? Do you believe it should even have an imprint on his legacy? Age 41, 23rd season in the NBA, no Luka, just got Austin Reeves back, ain't even supposed to be in this position, and at 41 years of age in his 23rd league season, he's been balling. He just looked flat last night. But what are we to make of it? Inquiring minds want to know. Because if you think for one second that that's not going to be held against his legacy, surrendering a 3-0 lead, y'all got y'all head in the sand. There is no way on earth that that's going to happen. Game six, Friday night at the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Prime Video, Lakers at Rockets. Kevin Durant already ruled out the game six. Already ruled out. We'll see what happens. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. I want to switch to a subject that I'm not that close to, obviously, because I'm not a golf aficionado. I watch it, don't watch it much, certainly don't play it much. Very rare, actually. I can count on one hand. Now, Top Golf and miniature golf, sure, I love a recreational day having that kind of stuff. But going on a golf course, it's not something I do. But nevertheless, I find this story fascinating. Because obviously, according to reports, LIV Golf is about to come to an end. Now, if you remember, it was launched in June of 2022, and the purpose of it was to shake up the traditional structure of professional golf, essentially positioning itself as a direct competitor to the PGA Tour while luring top players away to help reshape the sport. But here's the deal. That was 4 years ago. And now, 4 years later, Saudi Arabia is pulling its funding from LIV Golf. The country's public investment fund, which has poured about $5 to $6 billion into LIV Golf since its inception, has informed the league it will withdraw funding at the end of the 2026 season, a message that was relayed to players and staff this week. You got to remember, LIV Golf is backed by Saudi Arabia's hefty public investment fund, and it's paid out more than $3 billion to its players in tournament winnings, salaries, and bonuses since its first tournament in 2022. John Rahm, the Spaniard and former world number one ranked golfer who's won 11 PGA Tour events and two majors. He got a $300 million deal from LIV Golf in Saudi Arabia. How about Phil Mickelson? Eighth all-time with 45 PGA Tour wins. He's won six majors. He got $200 million from LIV Golf. Brooks Koepka, another former number one. Nine PGA Tour wins and five majors. $130 million deal he got from Saudi Arabia. Dustin Johnson, 24 PGA Tour wins, two majors. $125 to $150 million he got from LIV Golf. And Bryson DeChambeau, currently only 32 years of age, nine PGA Tour wins, two-time U.S. Open champion. He got a $125 million deal from LIV Golf. But they said even though they resonate in the digital stratosphere, on linear television, particularly in head-to-head matchups on the weekend, LIV Golf's ratings are nearly 17 times less than that of PGA. So the PGA, playing the long game, won. They deserve some credit for that, no doubt. And now you hear stuff about what kind of punishment are they going to hand to these players. Let me be very, very clear. And you could call it pun intended or whatever. But if the PGA Tour tries to exact any kind of vengeance, retribution, or punishment towards the players that left, we should all be in their asses like white on rice. I'm going to say it again. We should all be in their asses like white on rice, pun intended and all. The reason why LIV Golf came into existence to begin with and notable players left was because they weren't being treated right and they didn't believe they were being compensated fairly. And we know this because of the modifications that the PGA Tour were willing to make when it came to making sure to finance players a little bit better and to give them better treatment and what have you. They weren't being treated right. Now, I don't know all the specifications that come with it in terms of how wrong they were treated, but clearly they felt that way. And because they felt that way, that's why LIV Golf came into existence. So if the PGA Tour was smart, what you would do is embrace all these players. Learn from the error of your ways and stop being so damn gluttonous and so damn greedy. And make sure to compensate these players. You don't have to compensate them like Saudi Arabia did with their public investment fund, but you could do better for them than you did. You could certainly do that. PGA was a monopoly, essentially operating as one, and never concerned themselves with the notion that players would have another option. So you treated them like trash, according to the players. They had an opportunity to make generational money, to take care of themselves in ways that the PGA Tour never afforded them to, because most of their earnings was predicated on winning events, as opposed to guaranteed dollars. Phil Mickelson might have got a $200 million deal. I promise you, $80 to $90 million was up front. Brooks Koepka and others, and John Hammond and others. John Rahm, I'm sorry. Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, I promise you, a lot of their money was up front. You can't fault them for exercising their rights as American citizens and engaging in the level of capitalism that the PGA Tour should be proud of, by the way. Since few do it better than them, what's the problem? And for some of you out there, that all the patriotism and America and the American way with your phony asses, I will remind you that our government does business with Saudi Arabia. Our government does business with Qatar. Our government does business with other nations, whether it's human rights violations and other stuff going on. It doesn't stop them from padding their coffers as a government and as a nation. Why can't individual players do it for themselves as well? Well, y'all talk about retribution. Bump retribution. You should embrace them. You should thank them for coming back. You should open your doors and say, come on home. We sorry we ever compelled you to leave to begin with. Every one of them. Every one of them. You did it. Because you didn't treat these golfers the way they deserve to be treated. I'm all about the players. I support the golfers 100%. And I understand there were golfers like Tiger Woods and others who didn't want to leave and spoke against dudes going to live. But damn it, easy for y'all to say. Embrace them all. PGA Tour, you got an opportunity to make the sport whole again. To have assembled all of the greatest golfers in the world competing. Masters, U.S. Open, British Open. Bring them all back. Have them all. And don't speak ill of them. Don't punish them. Don't engage in any kind of retribution. And by the way, if you're the president who's real, real good at sticking his nose in the matters that should be considered frivolous when it comes to him, speak up for the players or mind your damn business. You overseas, you and your family and everybody doing business, how come the golfers can't? We all should be standing up for them. All of us. What did they do? They exercised their rights as American citizens, baby. And beyond. Engaging in an American way of life. Capitalizing off of capitalism. That's what they did. Everybody else does it. How come they can't do it? Leave them alone. Let them come home. Let them come home. Don't call up here. Talk about, oh my goodness, we shouldn't. How dare they? They did business with this and that. And we know Saudi Arabia with the journalist Khashoggi. I think that was his name. And now the Turkish government and Saudi Arabia, they murdered them and all. Oh, how could you do stuff with them? It didn't stop America from doing business with them. Why are we sitting up there and holding individual golfers more accountable than our own government? Bump that. Let them come home. Let them come home. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show. Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Remember, John Spytek, general manager for the Las Vegas Raiders. He'll be on the show. Plus your phone calls and then some. I'm not going anywhere. NBA playoffs to talk about. Live golf, PGA Tour to talk about. Still getting questions about NASCAR and golf being athletic sports. Please. What y'all going to tell me is next? Bowling? Stop. Plus Draymond Green made some news as well. Along with Steve Kerr. Lots of stuff to get into and I'm not going away. Plus we got games tonight. Knicks, Hawks, Sixers hosting the Celtics. T-Wolves hosting the Denver Nuggets. L.A. Lakers losing last night. Going back to Houston for game 6 after a 3-0 lead. It's now 3-2. Houston has a chance to tie 3-3 tomorrow night. Lots of stuff to get into. And I'm here for it. You're listening live to your boy, Stephen A. Courtesy of Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Back with your calls and more in a minute.